Hello, good evening. It's Friday, December 21st. The very highly publicized supposed end of the world, which of course is not based on any factual evidence, and most rational thinking individuals place no merit in that claim whatsoever. Problem being, over the last week and many years, we have obviously as a nation and as a world been impacted on a pretty severe level by the non-rational thinking part of our society. And the last week has brought a lot of this to the forefront of our minds. Unfortunately, right before, you know, the holidays, which is for many a time of happiness and has now been turned into a time of fear and sadness and confusion. And I, for one, am a pretty liberal person. I do not have a lot of conservative views, politically speaking or personally speaking. But in light of recent events, I am a gun owner. And I am a very strong supporter of gun ownership. I didn't used to be. I used to be terrified of guns and was very staunchly opposed to having one in my home and didn't want to be anywhere near them. But several years ago, that changed for me after I had a former employee who was definitely sociopathic, dress all in black, walk 4 miles to my home at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday night, Monday morning, with the express intent of breaking into my home. And I don't know what his intention was when he got here because he didn't expect me to be awake, but I was. And I actually ran smack dab into him in my garage as he was attempting to get into my home. After that experience, I was so terrified and scared in my own home and in my own yard that ultimately, with much discussion, we did decide to become gun owners and have since increased our number of firearms in our home. We have very, very super strict safety procedures because we have children. And this past week, despite my friends and family advising me that I couldn't live in fear and that I shouldn't be reactionary to what happened in Newton, I decided to keep my kids home from school because with the combination of what happened on Friday and this Friday, today, being a date that a lot of lunatics might possibly want to associate themselves with, I just decided that I wasn't prepared to take even a small calculated risk with my children's lives or safety. So today, I made it a point not to read anything in the news, but I couldn't help myself because I like to do research. The very first news article I came on was a reaction to the speech by the NRA, and this particular article had the media slant that every single member of the community in Newton thought that the NRA speech was ridiculous and offensive and horrible. Now, I didn't hear the speech, but the part of the speech that they were referring to was the suggestion that we should place armed guards in our schools. This is just my opinion. This is just my point of view. But after that tragedy happened last week, that was my very first suggestion. I immediately said to the father of my children, we need armed police officers in every single school. And whether or not that's going to stop every incident, probably not. But I can't help thinking it could change a lot of the possible outcomes of these school tragedies, which are definitely going to be happening. I mean, we cannot say that that they're not going to be happening. I think they probably will continue to happen, unfortunately. So I started a discussion with some friends about, the fact that I really feel like it is a good idea for schools to have an on-staff armed police officer. And a lot of people respond to that, of course, negatively. And I guess I feel like everyone needs to get real. It would be fantastic if guns were eradicated in our society, but that isn't going to happen. Bad guys are out there. They are going to continue to conspire to commit heinous crimes. And I think that we should protect our children. So, if you disagree. But here's the thing. So when people do disagree with that opinion, which I'm fine with, here's an example of somebody that disagreed with me. And this was their comment. There was an armed guard at Columbine. Didn't do a damn thing there. And he actually shot at both of the gunmen. We need better solutions. I'm like, okay. Great that that's your opinion. But here's what I responded. I said that, let's put a police officer on staff at the schools. They already have resource officers at intermediate schools, so it's not as if this is a completely crazy idea. I feel like everyone is so quick to jump to the conclusion that making guns harder to or impossible to legally obtain is going to magically solve the problem. It's not. In fact, there's a county in Georgia that passed a law in the early 80s that every citizen must own a firearm, with a few exceptions. That county's crime rate has dropped significantly. What does that tell you? Maybe nothing. But having been a victim of a crime, and depending on the police to protect me, what a joke, I'm not willing to give up my right to protect myself and my children. As an example, I recently posted a listing on Craigslist for an employee to hire somebody. It's anonymous. It doesn't list the name of my company. Since December 9th, I have been repeatedly harassed by a man who is a disgruntled, unemployed member of my industry via email. He has sent me the most vile and horrific things imaginable, calling me a whore cunt, accusing me of hiring only, quote, spicks and niggers, to make buckets of money off of them, making reference to my lady parts, and so on and so forth. And when I responded and told him I was going to report him to the police, he then responded by saying that his constitutional right was to find out who I was if I filed a complaint, and that that would be the first thing he did. So it went to a level of threatening. I then called the police, and this man could easily find out who I am and where I live. The police told me, not only was there no crime, but that I was basically asking to be harassed by responding to his email, asking him to stop harassing me. And I shouldn't be posting my ads on a public website. I should expect this kind of response if I do. They suggested to me that I never use Craigslist again, that I change my email and change my phone number, both of which I've had for 10 years, and thousands of my clients have that information. Anytime I need an employee, they suggest that I use a different method to advertise for the employee, to which I responded, I'm not going to change my entire life because someone decided that I'm an evil person. I'm happy that we have 3 guns in our home, to be honest. So, to the person who responded that we need better solutions, I agree that we need better solutions. That's a very popular thing to say. But what? What are those ideas? Nobody ever says. They simply repeat the anti-gun rhetoric. If there is a better way, I'm all ears. Additionally, Columbine was a very specific situation. Those shooters had been planning for over a year, so who knows if that would have helped or not. But I recently said that, if we go to radical lengths, we need to remove all inanimate killing objects, cars, steak knives, alcohol, spiked heels, hammers, etc. Unfortunately, it seems unlikely that a group of leaders will ever be able to have a discussion that is empathetic and respectful. Each agenda is so powerful and driven by so many extenuating factors that the issue at hand and finding a reasonable plan of action is unlikely to ever be addressed in a thoughtful way. And that is the crux of the broken nation's critical state of trauma at this time. If our lawmakers don't pull their collective heads out of their collective asses and actually address the problem without being influenced by lobbyists, party rhetoric, or any of the dozens of ego-boosting distractions, we will achieve nothing and end up nowhere. And that is my greatest fear. So, until such time as these people present a reasonable argument for one direction or path to safety, I plan to keep my protective devices close at hand and continue to choose carefully how I will keep my family safe. For the people of the people has become the contrary. Each man for himself. It doesn't really feel to me like anyone holding any power has the deductive ability to set aside their personal objective for gain to solve the critical issue of the safety of our future generation. Basically, I don't feel like our lawmakers have the ability to come to a good solution because they're each so powerfully driven by their own egos and agendas and the dozens and hundreds of thousands of people whispering in their ear that support their campaigns and contribute to their campaigns. So I'm open to any solutions that don't include guns. I do support stronger gun laws in along the lines of limiting who has access to guns. Obviously, people with a history of severe mental illness or, you know, any kind of criminal record should not have access to them. I do think that needs to be tightened up. But I don't believe that eradicating guns in society, you know, legal ownership of guns is going to solve anything. So if anybody has any ideas that they want to present, I'm certainly open to hearing it. But what I guess I'm saying in a really long and roundabout way is that, you know, don't say to me, we need to get rid of guns without presenting an alternative solution. It's very complicated. There is no easy solution. This is a horrible, horrible time and a horrible thing. And if you have children, then you know what I'm talking about. So, yeah. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening.